Long Journey Home, name of that one, a brand new Rodney Crowell off Tar Paper Sky. You're listening to the Outlaw. Rodney Crowell's going to be in town on June 17th. And if I press the right buttons, I should have him on the horn right now. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Ha ha! There he is. How you doing?
I'm okay. You?
I'm doing fine. It's a beautiful morning in Santa Fe. Where are you at?
Well, you don't find this funny, probably. I'm in Normal, Illinois.
Oh, you know, I know where Normal, Illinois is. It's actually not too far from my dad's house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I had no idea there was even a place called Normal, Illinois until
I
got here.
It's a fun place. A lot of good shows come through there. Are you on tour right now?
I am.
Yeah, you're going to be here pert soon. Now, it ain't going to be the first time you've been to Santa Fe. When you come to Santa Fe, do you get to stay long enough to enjoy it, look around some? What do you like doing in Santa Fe?
Well, I used to, some years back, I spent quite a bit of time in Santa Fe and Taos, and drove around, went up to the Ghost Ranch and enjoyed New Mexico as much as I could, but lately, it seems like I've just been passing through.
Yeah.
Joe Harvey and Terry Allen live there.
Indeed.
Occasionally I get to have dinner with them.
Uh-huh. All right. So you like the...
Al Anderson lives there. With any luck, he might be in when I'm there.
I'm sure they'll be coming to see you at the Lenzic. Now, I think the last time I saw you there, you was doing a songwriting swap or guitar pull, I think they call it in Nashville, with a couple of other young fellers. And then the last time you came through, but I missed it, was Emmylou Harris at the Downs of Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Now, you've been at this longer than most. What's Rodney Crowell's secret to longevity in showbiz?
You presume that people are still concerned with what I do, and apparently,
yes,
some,
I do presume that.
So apparently some still are. I don't know. I would suppose that a long time ago I ran into the right artists at the right time. At an impressionable age, I ran into Mickey Newberry and Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark and was lucky enough to be around them and learn about the craft of songwriting. And all those songwriters that I've mentioned, were able to, were turning out some pretty timeless work at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what?
I had timelessness shown to me firsthand.
Uh huh.
And I'm a pretty quick study.
What do you attribute that timelessness to? Is it using like archetypes and stuff like that, or what?
Archetype? That's a big word. But you're in Santa Fe. I know people.
I've had some book learning. I went to college. Come on.
Yeah, well, the archetypal poet experience, let's put it there, which is perhaps your timelessness is that, long after you're gone, your work still stands.
All right.
That seems like a pretty good thing to strive for. Set the bar there, and if you don't hit it, at least you're shooting in the right direction.
Now, you first arrived in Nashville in the early 70s, what I hear. Now, I reckon there must have been lots of changes over the years in Music City. What have you observed personally, Rodney Crowell?
Well, the changes, I think, are indicative of the changes in, American culture, maybe even global culture. When I first arrived in Nashville, the creative community had no idea what money meant. We just thought if we did some good work, we might get, we'd get a roof over our head and feed a family, maybe. And now, it's a different, the music business is corporate like everything else, and, pretty singular. There's two or three record companies now. So that has changed. Money changes everything. And lust and greed for money changes everything, and I'm not saying that everybody in the music business is greedy or lust for it, but it certainly the platform is not about how creative or what you're creating anymore. It's more about, hey, what are you going to do to make money for us? You know, and that's just the way it is.
Now, do you have to play that game since you've established yourself as a legend in the music business? Can you do what you want, or do you feel like you have to make them kind of concessions?
No, I don't have to make those kind of concessions, thank heavens. Probably if I were a smarter man, I would.
just sing about tailgates and beaches?
I don't think that I'm put together in such a way that I the work that I do as an artist, that I understand its earning power. The only thing I really understand about it is that if I do the best work that I can, and which really means just being patient and letting the songs tell me what they want to be rather than me try to tell the songs what they ought to be, it just works out better for me, and occasionally somebody mails me some money.
Now, do you just let the songs come as they may, or do you get little bits of inspiration and jot them down, and then when you're in the studio try and cobble them together? What's the process for you personally?
Well, the process for me is to remain, to keep the tools of the craft as sharpened as I can, and make myself worthy of inspiration. I think as a young man, I was given the gift of inspiration and was capable of or able to make good use of it. But I think in an artist's life, as we go older and we stay in the game longer, I think hard work is the only way to really get in touch with inspiration. So I figure if I'm home, you can bet that I'm working every day.
Yeah. So you'd say equal parts perspiration and inspiration.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would say 70% perspiration and 30% inspiration.
All right. Now I played one of your new songs. I'm gonna go back and play one of my favorite old ones here. But I want to remind everybody to catch Rodney Crowell live June 17th in Santa Fe at the Lenzic, the beautiful Lenzic Performing Arts Center. One last question for you, since I have you on the horn, and I'm honored that y'all would call in to the Outlaw this morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now,
thank you.
Whom do you most admire in the world, and why? Don't have to be a musician, a songwriter. It could be. Don't have to be living nor dead, either or. What comes to mind?
Whom do I admire most in the world? Oh, man, probably Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah. Now you're going to have to tell me why.
Because he's got a pure heart, and he told the truth to the American public at a time when they weren't ready to hear it, and I understand why they weren't ready to hear it. But the things that he's done, post his stint as the American president are just beautifully humanitarian. And he's a wise man and a kind man, and exemplifies, I think, the best of what a world leader can become post-world leadership. I admire the man.
And just out of curiosity, I know some folks did get invited to play for Jimmy Carter when he was president. Have you ever played for Jimmy Carter or any other presidential entity over the years?
No, sad to say I wasn't, but a lot of my friends who did told me the stories, being naughty in the White House. So sadly, I wasn't there.
All right. Well, thank you again for checking in with old Jesse on the Outlaw. We're going to roll I Couldn't Leave You If I Tried. And look for his new album, Tar Paper Sky. It's out now, and he's live at the Lenzic on the 17th. Rodney Crowell.